Yes. No. Does this work? Yes, now it does. Okay, well, thank you very much. I can't remember what those tunes were now.
They're the ones from, they're from Ukraine.
Oh yeah, those are two Ukrainian tunes. They don't really have any real names. Sorry. Most of the tunes we play don't have any real names except to specify what dance it goes with. Like it may go with a frela, or in this next case, it's going to go with a share, which is, the name of it, it's just a share. And share is the Ashkenazi square dance form. their roots back into the 19th century where they sort of mingled. I feel so much better.
Wait a minute.
There's one problem. Age is catching up with me here. Cover for me, Carl.
This next dance that we're about to play, actually, it also comes from Ukraine. We have a sort of Ukrainian-heavy program today, not by design. But this is from the repertoire of Moshe Verigovsky, who is a Ukrainian ethnomusicologist who in the 1930s went out into Ukraine and transcribed hundreds upon hundreds of klezmer tunes that were published in the early 60s and then again at the beginning of the 21st century. So it's a pleasure to be able to get a hold of this stuff that was not available for such a long time. And like Laurie said, this doesn't have a name. This is Cher 199. Don't forget it.
There'll be a test.
Thank you.
you. Thank you very much. Our next piece is a waltz. Lori and I are suckers for most things in three-quarter time. And this waltz is, it comes from the soundtrack of a movie. The movie is Everything is Illuminated, and it's a very wonderful independent film about a very eccentric young Jewish man who goes to Ukraine to find the woman who saved his grandfather from the Nazis. And the music is written by a man named Paul Cantillon, and it's quite lovely. And this is the waltz from Everything is Illuminated.
Thank you.
next? Kolomaki.
Oh my.
Kolomaki.
Another Ukrainian dance, a Kolomaki. Yes. All right, all you Kolomaki fans, unite.
Ukrainians out there? All right.
Do you have CDs?
Yes.
Do we have CDs? I'm amazed we haven't mentioned it yet. Yes, we have a CD. It's called Kessel Garden. And it's available, is it in the lobby? I don't know if they brought it over to the lobby, but it's available in the store over there. And it's, we're proud of it.
These things come to us second, third, fourth, fifth hand. This was originally from the repertoire of a Hungarian, Transylvanian guy that sort of straddles the border between Hungary and Romania, by the name of Ferenc Vargas. Ferenc Vargas taught it to a couple violinist taught at the Cookie Segelstein, who's a wonderful violinist who played with a couple bands, and we got a hold of their CD and we learned it. So this is a Vargas melody. Medley.
Strung together by the duo from Berlin named Huppe, which is another clarinet and accordion duo in Berlin. And so the arrangement is, to that minute, it's just a bunch of traditional tunes.
And this is our last tune, so you've been listening to Kessel Garden on accordion, the amazing Lori Andrus.
On clarinet, the fantastic Carl Schutthoff.
Thank you.